This is Danny Wozencroft from the Seven radio station speaking to Martin Holland, the chief executive of Shropshire Housing Group. It follows the news that houses in South Shropshire are 14 times the average income there, and that's the worst in the whole of the West Midlands. And the National Housing Federation say the housing market in Shropshire is broken with unaffordable homes and rising rents. I asked Martin Holland how bad the situation in Shropshire is.
It's a real challenge at the moment. Obviously, the mortgage market isn't helping. I mean, where people have got reasonable incomes, they're finding it difficult to access mortgages without very substantial deposits. Building levels are low. We're building fewer homes now than we've done for many, many years. And that means that housing waiting lists for affordable social housing are growing all the time. The waiting list for Shropshire at the moment is in excess of 8,000 households. And for a county like Shropshire with a relatively small population, that's a very significant number, and it's growing all the time. So it's a real challenge to buy a home. I mean, even let's assume you could access a mortgage. To buy a home, you would need levels of income around 10 times the individual sort of lower income bracket at this stage. It's about £20,000 in Shropshire. Average house prices are over £200,000.
So why is this happening?
Well, it's partly because of the financial crisis that we've been in for several years. It's led to the banking system in some distress, to say the least. So mortgages are less available. And of course, some of the problems were caused by lending practices in the first place. So the mortgage lenders have tightened those up. It means that deposits of 10% are common. So you can see, if you take the sort of the bottom end of the housing market, the lower quartile house range would be around £130,000. A 10% deposit, therefore, is £13,000. That's a lot of money for people starting out to accumulate. That's a big challenge. Availability of funds, very low numbers, which means that house prices are stable rather than falling. I think there might be some, there have been modest falls, but they're not dropping at a rate that bring them down for people to afford. The government obviously has some difficult priorities. In the recent release of the housing strategy, which happened just before the autumn statement, the government mentioned a number of initiatives, one of which, for instance, is to help mortgage lenders top up mortgages so that people can get into the first-time buyer status with a 95% mortgages. They announced a fund to kick-start new house-building sites where they are stuck for one reason or another. So, you know, in a very challenging time, the government is doing, I guess, what it can. And it's up to housing providers like Shropshire Housing Group to dig deep and see what resources we have to increase the rate at which we're providing affordable homes.